Now he goes on to say, a wise man is strong, yea, a man of knowledge increaseth strength. For by wise counsel thou shalt make war for thyself, and in the multitude of counselors there is safety. You have a great many resources and recourses, not only folk that you can appeal to today, but back to the Word of God. I don't believe in this method when you want a decision of just opening the Bible and looking at a verse. That's no good. The Word of God is not a roulette wheel that you turn and just hope it stops at the right place. No, may I say to you that if you have read about what Moses wrote and Joshua wrote and Samuel wrote and David wrote and Micah wrote and Zechariah wrote and Matthew wrote and Paul wrote and John wrote, and you have all of that, they're counselors, and you can appeal to them at the time you need a decision, you see. We're going to move on down now. I'd love to spend time here. But verse 10, if thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. In other words, he's saying something here, by the way, that's rather important. And it's just simply this. It takes a man to do a man's job. Or, as you've heard the bromide, never send a boy to do a man's work. Never. If thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. You see, it takes these times of real stress and strain, these times of testing. That's the way God develops our spiritual character, and that's the way that He enables us to grow. It's in that hour of trial that you and I really manifest the spiritual strength that we have. It's a great comfort to know that many of God's men, even when the test came, they turned and ran. You remember when Elijah was so brave yonder on top of Mount Carmel, but word was brought to him that Jezebel was after him and she's going to kill him. And he took out, and I tell you, he ran for the wilderness. And when he got down there to Beersheba, he left his servant, and he continued on into the desert, climbed up and under a juniper tree and said, Lord, let me die. And, you know, David came to a place in his life when he was so hunted by Saul that he had not a moment's peace. He could say, Lord, I'm hunted like a partridge, and one of these days they're going to catch me, and one of these days I'll be put to death. And he became discouraged. But both of these men in that hour found out that the Lord would and did strengthen them. Oh, this is a very important proverb. Now, verse 11, if thou forbear to deliver them that are drawn unto death, and those that are ready to be slain, if thou sayest, behold, we knew it not, doth not he that pondereth the heart consider it? Now, there's somebody you could help, and you know it, and you could help them. And there's many a man that could be a witness. Now, I've talked with a man recently. He feels like he's been responsible for a suicide of a loved one. He said, I knew I should have done this. Well, I'm of the opinion that he should have, but he didn't do it, you see. And God is the one that ponders the heart. And the man's under great conviction because he neglected doing something at a time when he should have done it. But that's gone now, and all he could do is, I told him, all you can do is go to the Lord. Tell him that, Lord, you know that I know now that you knew my position at the time. And I failed. And I've come to you to strengthen me and help me. And I'm sure that he would do that. How wonderful that would be. And it would deliver a man from being overwhelmed, of course, by his grief, because he shouldn't be overwhelmed by that.